know, it's listed as computer store with the address.
Okay. So Rav Bose said, we're back to Daf Chav Zayin of an Aleph, and the sugya of Ravav Mikanu Lahaba Hu Nifsal. And what we were discussing was the Ktzos and Rabbeinu Peretz and Atosis and Bava Basra. Those are the three things that we want to talk about. So let's just first mention the Ktzos and the Tosin Bava Basra. So you have a case of the following. There's a hakosh of two pairs of Eidim, but one pair of Eidim has a double Eidus. He says about the Tovea A plus B. The other pair of Eidim testify on behalf of the Nitba, but they only testify on B. So for example, the two pairs of Eidim contradict themselves on Chazaka, whereas one pair of Eidim says that Reuven was the Machzik for the last 3 years, the other pair of Eidim says that Shiva was the Machzik for the last 3 years. But as far as Avisa is concerned, only Reuven and his pair of Eidim testify on Avisa. And the Gemara establishes that according to Rava, since we hold Mikanu Lahabahu Nifsal, therefore there's a principle called Uki Trei Labahadi Trei, Uki Chazoka Labahadi Chazoka. And then we go back to the Eidus of Avisa, right? There was no Akosha on Eidus Avisa. So Reuven gets the upper hand over here because he has Eidus on the fact that he inherited this land from his father. Comes along Rava and he says, wait a minute, we have a problem here. Why? Because the Eidus is one Eidus. It's not two different testimonies, one on the fact that Reuven inherited this land and the second on the fact that Reuven lived in the land for the last 3 years. It's one long story in which the Eidim are called upon to testify that Reuven has bailus, he owns this sada. And we have a principle of Mikanu Lahabahu Nifsal, which means from the moment of Hakoshen on, we have to disqualify the Eidim. Now, what we're going to do is we disqualify the Eidim from the moment that they were found to be Mukhoshen. So if you take a look, for example, on the top of the second column here, on page Nun Beis, if you have that page, he says that Kevon di Omar Rava Mikanu Lahabahu Nifsal, Rav is going to say that we're going to throw out both elements in the Eidus of the first pair of Eidim, both the element of Chazaka and the element of Avis as well. So Tosu wants to know, but wait a minute, if Rav holds Mikanu Lahabahu Nifsal, then the Eidim only became Psulim from the moment of Hakhosha, when the second pair of Eidim, that Shimon's Eidim, came in and said, no, Shimon was the Muchsak, not Reuven, the way you said it. But Lamafreya, we're not going to pass the Eidim, and therefore at the time that the Eidim testified on Avisa, they were Eidim Ksherin. Meaning, even today, we can accept that Eidus. We can't accept their Eidus on Chazaka, but we can accept their Eidus on Avisa. And Tosis is very, very impressed by this question, and he suggests the following answer, and he says that we're holding now that a zomem is a chidush, and Rava's opinion is that since a zom is a chidush, it's ein lecha bo el mishas chidush of yelov. But hakosh is not a chidush. Now, it's the fact that we throw out both pairs, both adios, is not a chidush. I mean, that's exactly what we have to do because it's trey trey. So therefore, even Rava will apply the principles of mafreyahu nifsa. Again, just to get the mathematics here, the only way we could justify Rava's opinion above a basra on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, that we have to throw out the Eidus on Avisa, is only if we assume the following two premises, which is really Shtayim Shein Achas. Number one, that Rav Shita of Mikanu Lahavo is because of a Zomen Chidushu. And number two, which is a corollary, that in the case of Akosh, there's no Chidush. If I put those two premises together, that the reason why Eidzom is only possible to be Kanal Ahava according to Rav is because of Chidush. In Akosha, there's no Chidush. Therefore, in the case of Akosha, we go back to Eidzom, to Eidim Akoshim, is Lamafreya who Nifsa. Hence, Rav says we have to throw out their Eidus on Avos as well. The problem is that even if you assume that there's one Eidus here, in Avasan Chazaka, but nevertheless, at what moment in time did the Edom become psulim? Let's assume that Akosha works Lamafreya. So they became psulim at the second, at the moment they said Chazaka, but first they said Avasa. So, you know, we can go Lamafreya, but how far Lamafreya can you go? Lechor, you can only go to the moment of the testimony on Chazaka, but you can't go all the way back to the moment of the testimony on Avos. So is that clear? Mm-hmm. So the Nesivus is very bothered by this, and based on this Kasha, he wants to suggest that when a person does an Avera, you can always ask, at what point do they become Psulim, meaning the Chal Hashem Rasha? Is it during the Avera, or is it after the completion of the Avera? Do you hear the question? Is that clear? Now, the Nesivus assumes that the Psul, this is against the Marit, but he has a cash on the Marit, but it, according to the Nesivus, the premise is that he only becomes Psul after the Avera, so that in the case of the first pair of Eidim who testified Avasan, then Shnei Chazaka, they become possible after they complete their Avos of Avasa. Again, everything is misafik because we don't know that the second pair of Edom are more trustworthy than the first. But as far as the psul is concerned, or safik psul, if you apply it to Lamafreya, then you only apply it to the moment at the end of the Aver, which would mean the following: that even if Avasa and help me out here. Even if Avasa and Chazaka are one Eidus, but nevertheless, in terms of the Psul of the Eidim, we can only passel them after the Gemara Vera, which would only be after they complete their testimony on Chazaka. Excellent. So therefore, the Nefsivus comes up with a whole new pshat in Rava. He says that Rava is not based on Lamafreyahu Nifsal, which Tosa says that since we're talking about Akasha, therefore it's not a Chidush, and we could apply Lamafreyahu Nifsal even according to Rava, but rather on a different principle, which is called Eidus Shebatla Miktsasa Batla Kula. And insofar as Avasa and Chazaka are one Eidus, they're one indivisible Eidus, then we apply the principle of Batla Miktsasa Batla Kula. Now, what was the proof of the Nesivus against the Marit? So you'll see this on the bottom left of your page. Did I say to you that we want to learn the Ketzos? I meant to tell you that we want to learn the Ketzos. If I forgot, I apologize. The Ketzos is the previous paragraph. Do you have this? Dibra Masl Vihine Ketzos. And he says the following: that when a witness testifies and he violated an avera and he became possible as a result of the avera as a rasha, he says, and that's something that we thought intuitively was correct, that he only becomes a rasha after the gemara havera. But b'shas avera, the moment of the avera itself, he hasn't yet completed the avera. You know, this reminds me of the sugya, if you're familiar with ein, you know, yesh l'shchita mitchila v'atzof, or ein l'shchita mitchila v'atzof. So if you hold, yesh l'shchita mitchila v'atzof, then any psul that would be chal in the vis-a-vis the Shechita would be Chal from the beginning of the Shechita, even though he hasn't yet cut two Simonim, if you want any. Or Schirus, we have a similar question. Yesh Schirus. So he's asking, Yesh L'Avera Mitchila V'Atzov, do we view the Avera as one continuous Avera? and therefore he's already a Rasha from the beginning of the Avera? Do we say no? He only became a Rasha when he completed the Avera. And that's the latter position is the Ketzos's intuitive position. However, he quotes the Marit. And the Marit says that no, he becomes possible simultaneous with the Avera. Now, what was the proof of the Marit? Because the Nesivus is going to quote a counterproof against the Marit. He says that the Gemara says in Bava Kama that if witnesses testify against Reuven that he stole and he stole a cow and he shechted the cow, and it was Hazoma on the Tvich on the Shechting, you were with us at the time of the Shechita, then according to Rava, who says Mikanu Lahavahu Nifso, because now we're talking about a case of Hazoma, then Atvicha de Mitzam e Itzam, Ageneva de lo Mitzam lo Mitzam. Whereas according to Abai Lamafreyahu Nifsal, so he becomes possible immediately when he testifies on the Tvicha, and since the testimony on the Gneva was simultaneous with the Tvicha, now how could you have simultaneity? That's a halacha concept called Tokhidei Dibur. Then according to Abai Lamafreyahu Nifsal means he's possible even on the Edus Gneva. Now wait a second, even if you establish Tokhidei Dibur, asks the Marit, but so what? He hasn't yet completed the Avera. The Avera is only going to be complete when he finishes his Eidus on the Tvicha. That moment is already after Toch Kedei Dibur. In other words, the Toch Kedei Dibur is generated by the Tchilas HaEidus on, in this case, Tvicha, and it was Toch Kedei Dibur of the previous Eidus of Gneva. So if you're going to say it's all one long Avera, because Tokhidei Dibur makes it into a simultaneous Avera, and if you're going to say that he becomes a Rasha as he's implementing the Avera, so the moment that the Avera itself generates the Shem Rasha, then it makes sense that according to Abaye, we're going to have to throw out his Eidus on Gneva, because he was a Rasha already at the time that he testified on the Gneva, and that operates through two premises. Number one, Tokhidei Dibur, and number two, through the premise that a person becomes a Rasha B'shas Avera, Miyad B'shas Avera. But if you're going to hold the opposite, that he doesn't become a Rasha until after he completes the Avera, that's already disconnected from the original Eidus on the Gneva. Again, we'd have to know more about Tokhidei Dibur and so forth, but that's the Marit. So again, we have here now two Shitas. And they're vacillating about the following Chakira. When does a person become a Rasha? And it sounds like such splitting hairs. Like, you know, what's the difference? Is it during the Aver, after the Aver? But here's where Chaps and Afkemina, because if you're going to tell me L'mafreya who Nifsal, that he becomes a Rasha, Tov Kedei L'Avera, then says the Marit, we could justify Abaye, that he's Posel even at the time of his Eidus Gneva. But if you're going to maintain that, like the Ketzos wanted to push, and the Nesivus also is going to accept this premise, that you only become a Rasha after you complete the Avera, then there's no reason why Abaye should pass all the Eidus on Gneva. And here's where the Nesivus comes up with a different principle. And he says, we have a principle called Eidus Shebotla Miktsasa Botla Kula. The reason why Abaye holds that the Eidus on the Gneva is to be thrown out is not because the Tokhidei Dibur makes him into a Rosh at the time of the Eidus Gneva, because again that would assume, like the Marit, that Tokhidei the Avera he's already a Psul, but rather for a totally different reason. This is the fifth line, 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line in the paragraph, Vihine Anesivis. The Hode Paslinon Milahoi Afalagneva, he says, Lo Mishum Dehoyu Eidim Psulim, not because of a Din Rasha that was Chal at the time of the Gneva, that's impossible. We cannot accept the Marit. But rather, because Midina de Eidus Ebotla Miktsasa Botla Kula, that since it's one Eidus on Gneva and Tvicha, that's a big Chiddush to say that it's one Eidus on Gneva and Tvicha. The Gneva is Machayev all sorts of dinim, including Kefel, and the Tvicha is only relevant to Dal Vehei, but it's all one long Maisa Mazik in the Zikin, and therefore it's one Eidus, and therefore Batla Miktsasa Batla Kula. Ilav Mishum Eidus Batla Miktsasa, even though he performed the Avera of of Eidus Gideva Tokhde Dibra, the Avera of Eidus Tvicha Mechira. There was Azama on Tvicha Mechira. But there's no reason why we should say that he became a Rosh at the time of the Eidus of Gneva. Okay. And now we get to Rabbeinu Peretz, which is on the second page, it should say Nun Gimel, the first of the Vahines. Rabbeinu Peretz in Bava Kamma seems to assume like the Nesivus, and he says that if you're like Abai L'mafreu Nifsal, the reason why he's possible on the Eidus Gneva, and we have to throw out that Eidus, is because of the principle of Batla Miktsasa, Batla Kula. But here Rabbeinu Peretz is bothered by the following kasha. He says, if so, why shouldn't Rava accept the same principle? The Rava holds Mikana Lahabu Nifsa. So what difference it make? Let's apply the principle of Batla Miktsasa. There's no reason why Batla Miktsasa, Batla Kula should depend upon the Machlokas Abai V'Rava. Even if I grant you the Mikana Lahabu Nifsa, but we're throwing out his Eidus on Tvicha, then therefore, so fact, we have to throw out his Eidus on Gneva. Vitirates. Okay. So here Avosa, I need your help, you know, in understanding the language of Rabbeinu Peretz. He says, Lamandi Yom Lamafreu Nifsal Hapsul Vabitul Mafreya Mishoshe Idu Edus Zu. Ha Edus is Oz Shaykh Lamemar, Botla Miktsasa, Botla Kula. So if I'm going to apply the principle of Lamafreya, then I could say Botla Miktsasa, Botla Kula. Aval I Amrina Mikanu Lahabu Nifsal. Ein Shaykh Lomar Edus Botla Kula. Da Ein Habitul Vapsul Mishas Ha Edus. Rak Mishas Hazoma V'Elach. Yeah, I knew that from the beginning. I mean, that was the whole basis of our question, that if you hold, then in the case of Edim Zoma Mikano Lahabo Nifsal, then the Psul is going to be Chal from the time of Hazoma. That's fine. But once the Psul is Chal of Hazoma, it's Chal on the Edus. And now we're talking about an Edus that has two parts to it, which is one whole, two parts of one whole of Gneva plus Tvicha. So what does he mean, Rabbeinu Peretz, when he says "Ein habitul v'apsul mishas ha'edus"? I mean that was understood from the get go. You know, I don't need that. Hilchah he edus to call itzum. We might lo itzum as far as Geneva lo itzum. I don't see how he solves this problem over here. He tells you that it's only apsul mishas ha'edus. It's only a psul, excuse me, mishas hazoma, but not mishas edus. But we're not talking about...
He's combined bittul and psul. That's the problem here. I mean, that's what's...
Ta'ena bittul va psul mishas...
Psul is mishas hazoma. The question is the bittul.
All right, call it bittul, but, you know, we have a dinner bittul that you have to accept
the
whole edus.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying that's what's confusing
here. Oh, okay.
So Sam,
see if you could develop that. I don't...
Well, you know, the Achiezer.
All right, well, the Achiezer is even more difficult for me, but I'm just saying, if we had Rabbeinu Peretz alone, you know, even though the bittul edus is at a certain point in time, but we have a principle that if you don't accept the whole edus, you can't. Ah, maybe he's saying it's a din in... Just 1 second. Maybe it's a din in Kabbalah Sa'idus. Wait, just let me think about one thing. That doesn't make sense according to Abaye. Again, Abaye holds the Mafreya Hu Nifsa, which means that... I'll just tell you what I think he might be saying, and you'll tell me whether it makes any sense. He might be saying the following, that Batla Miktsasa Batla Kula means that Bezdin has to be Mevatel the Eidus. They had no choice to be Mevatel part of the Eidus. Now they have to go ahead and actively be Mevatel the whole Eidus. It's a Maisa Bittel on the part of Bezdin. Now why would he say such a thing? I don't know. But let's just work with it axiomatically. Oh, here's the nafkamina between Abai and Rava. In the case of Abai l'mafreyahu nifsal, means that there's a psul in the edus from the get-go. Again, I only know that after the hazama, but once I have that, igloi milsal l'mafreyah, that there was a bittul at the time of the edus itself. So, therefore, when Bezdin has a bittul in the edus, then they're going to actively now be mevatel the entire Eidus, including the Eidus on Gneva. But not so according to Rav, who says Mikano Lahabu Nifsal. If Mikano Lahabu Nifsal means that Bezdin is going to have to drop the Eidus only because of this Gzeres HaKosuv that the Torah believes the second pair of Eidim, in this case, Bezdin is not going to be mevatel the other pairs of the Eidus. It's only a blockage Mikano Lahabu that now I can't rely on the Eidus of Tvicha because it's an Eidus Muzemes. But there's no reason that Bezdin is, you know, the hand of Bezdin is forced to now go ahead and be mevatel the Eidus on Gneva. That they have to do if you hold them Afreya on Nifsal. Why? Because if you hold them Afreya on Nifsal, then basically Bezdin has to decide whether to accept this Eidus. And again, although that wasn't in the mindset of Bezdin, if you follow what I mean, because this is all going to Afreya, but now we know that Bezdin could not accept the Eidus in part, meaning with regard to Tvicha, and now we're going to say that Bezdin is going to be mevatel the second half of the Eidus, meaning the part of Gneva as well. But in the case of Mikano Lahabu Nifsal, the Torah is saying, don't rely on this Eidus. And that's called Mishas HaZomah V'Eilach. Oh, Shashas HaZomah means is a halacha of the Eidus, that it's an Eidus Muzemes, and therefore you can't rely on the Eidus. But the Eidus per se, if not for the fact that you call it and you granted a Chal Hashem Eidus Muzemes, the Eidus itself would be fine. There's no reason to disqualify the Eidus. And therefore, we're not going to go ahead and now disqualify the other part of the Eidus when there was no Azom on the other part of the Eidus. So let's take a look at the Achiezer. He says, the Vaday Eidus Shebotlo Mafreya, the Vaday Eiduso Betelo Mafreya, Im Heid Al Machiras Karka, the Huzam HaMachira, I'm sorry, the Huzam. So he testified on the sale of karka, v'huzam is hamachira b'teila l'mafreya v'beitayim aktish lokeach ozovin. So the lokeach went ahead and he was makdish this karka, or he sold the karka lav klum. Why? Because we're saying that the machira is b'teila l'mafreya. The mechir is betela lemafreya. I don't know what he means by betela over here. I mean, there never was a mechir. I mean, if we heid al mechiras karkava huzam, ha mechira betela lemafreya. All right. I mean, this imaginary mechir, which may not.
No, it's not to say that we, from now on, we say the mechir is not valid, but before it was valid.
Right. But I'm
like,
just saying,
not like you're destroying the transaction saying, as of now.
Right, but I'm just wondering, when you say destroy the, I'm being too picky in the language, but I wouldn't have said that you destroy the transaction. There was no transaction. The whole thing is just a figment of the imagination of the Eidim. Yeah, okay, forget it. Oh, let's see where he conscious.
I think from Rip Shimon's Magan Al-Habim.
Yeah,
I think
let's see. Elo Kavanas Kavanas Rabbeinu Peretz. Okay, he's going back to Rabbeinu Peretz. The Eidus Shebatla Miktsasa Batla Kula Amrinan Rakishin Is Batla Machma Shegufa Eid Hu Posel B'Miktsas B'Miktsas Eiduso. I know he seems to be shifting now from the Eidus as a Cheftishal Eidus back to the Eid himself. I don't know exactly why. Is Kevish Nifsal B'Miktsas Hagada Heim psulim lakol, lakol mashe idu, betolk kidei divu bidin eidu shebotlo. Aval imlo nisbatel machmas psul ha eidim, v'rak sh'agoda betelo machmas sheze eidu sheker, is eine yochel vatel agoda acheres. I'm not sure why he had to confuse me with his whole introduction here about the fact that if you hold the mafreya unifsal, then the mechira is betelu mafreya. I would leave out that whole introduction. I'm not sure why he needs to confuse me and cloud my mind with that. But maybe we'll figure that out later. But the Achiezer is telling us that Rabbeinu Peretz has a whole different take in batla miktsasa batla kula. It doesn't mean that, you know, there's a rotten apple in the Eidus and therefore we can't accept the rest of the apples. But rather what he means is that if the Eid is not believed on the entire Eidus, then he's not even believed on half the Eidus. So there's a bittul in the Gufa Eid, there's a psul in the Gufa Eid, and that is chal at the time of his Eidus, because we're holding now like a bailer afreya hu nifsal. then we're going to say the following, that if you are possible for part of your Haggadah, then you're possible for the rest of your Haggadah. But it's all din in the Psul Ha'ed, and obviously that's not going to apply if you hold like Rava, that Mikanu Lahabahu Nifsal. Aval in Lonis Batel Machmas Psul Ha'ed V'raksha Haggadah B'teilu Machmas Shezu Eidu Sheker Ein Yochel Levatel Haggadah Acheres. So if you're just telling me that there's some psul in the Haggadah, then there's no reason to expand that psul to the rest of the Haggadah.
But in contrast, if you'd say he's a liar.
Oh, but if you're going to say he's a liar, I don't trust him. I don't trust him on any of his Eidus. Well, what difference would it make if there was Hazom on part of his Eidus on the, and there was no Hazom on the Eidus? The guy is not reliable. He's a perjurer. We don't accept the Eidus of a perjurer. But that's only according to Abaye, who says that Lamafreya hu nifsa, which means that there's already a psul in this aid, as far as this Haggadah is concerned. He's already a Rosh at the time of the Haggadah. And therefore, we don't trust him for part of the aid, we don't trust him for the other part of the aid. That's because there's a psul aguf. But now we're going according to Rava. Rava holds mikano lahavo nifsa. And that means that the aidim are ksherim, even as far as the aidus of tficha is concerned, they're aidim ksherim. But we can't accept their Haggadah. Okay, so part of the Haggadah was disqualified. There's no reason why we cannot accept the other part of the Haggadah. So honestly, if that's what Rabbi Edu Peretz meant, then it's a pretty revolutionary idea. It's not your, how shall I say, your intuitive understanding of Batla Miktsos and Batla Kula, which is a din in the Haggadah, which again brings us back to Rabbi Edu Peretz's question. It should apply even according to Rava. But if we're saying that Eid Zomeim Mikanu Lahabo Nifsal according to Rav, then what we mean is we're making a distinction between the Eidus and the Eid. As far as the Eidus is concerned, we cannot accept this Haggadah. And the reason for that is because the Torah says that it's Eidus Sheker. We believe the second pair of Eidim. As far as the Eid himself is concerned, and his status, whether he's a trustworthy guy or not, then if you hold Mikanu Lahabahu Nifsal, we're not saying anything about the aid. We're not casting an aspersion on the aid. If we did, then it would be Lamafreyahu Nifsal. But rather we're saying that the Torah says we can't accept his Haggadah, but the aid is out of the... This is really revolutionary because it's antithetical to everything we understand about Eid Zomei. Ah, but that was a Koin Tabayi. I'm sorry. That's only a Koin Tabayi. What do I mean it's antithetical to Abaye? Abaye is saying that no. What am I saying? It's antithetical to Rava. Rava holds Mikanu Lahabahu Nifsal means that the aid is possible from now on. So what is Rabbeinu Peretz saying? That according to Rava, there's no psul in the aid. I see. He's using a relativity theory. That's the aid is possible from now on, but only vis-a-vis that Haggadah. Right, so what's Rava going to say about other Haggadahs, right? So all the other Haggadahs of this Eid Zomeim are kosher, according to Rava, correct?
Eid is puzzle from now on, only Legabi that Haggadah?
Right, in other words, we have to assume that the...
Eid is puzzle from now on, Legabi any Haggadah?
No, I don't think so, because if Rava holds... just give me a second. If Rava holds Mikanu Lahabahu Nifsal... So just one second. So all the other Eidos are reliable. It means we didn't assume that he was apostle. So now there's a... Just give me a second. There's a Chalushem Eid Zomeim.
From now.
Just give me a second. There's a Chalushem Eid Zomeim. But what's that? That's only a psul in the Haggadah. It's not a psul in the Gufa Eid. I think I can accept that. Just one second. Yeah, in other words, Rav is holding that we're talking about a halachic status of the aid as an aid posel, correct? And that halachic status is only engendered from the moment of Hazoman on. According to Abaye, it's just a gili milsa that he perjured himself at the time of his aid, so there's no reason why he shouldn't be posel from then. Rav is saying chidushu, and the Torah never said that we believe the second pair of aidim, and the Gvoil Mafreya, that the original Avis was a perjury. No, that's not what we're saying, Koin Tarov. What we're saying is that the process of Azoma creates a new psul of Eid Zomeh. Oh, What is the nature of that psul of Eid Zomem? So you could say it in one of two ways. You could either say that the Eid himself is an Eid Sheker, or you could say no, that the Eid of this Eid Zomem is now disqualified. If you're going to say it's halacha in the Eidus, then we don't have the principle of Eidus Shabbat L'Maktos Shabbat L'Kula, because that principle, according to Rabbeinu Peretz, only applies to what? Only applies to the Eid Sheker, that he testified falsely, and therefore we won't accept anything he said. But now we're not saying that. We're not saying he testified falsely. We're saying he has a new legal status of an Eid Zomen from the time of that Zomen on. But he's not an Eid Sheker. We're just going to disqualify his Eidus.
The Eidus is considered false, but he correct. Himself is not
correct.
Considered
so once
a
we
liar.
Disqualify his Eidus, according to the revolutionary Chiddush of Rabbeinu Peretz, we don't have to. We cannot. And we will not apply the principle of Batla Miktsas of Batla Kula. There's no din in the Haggadah itself, in the Eidus itself. We would thought intuitively that Adarabba, Batla Miktsas is a din in the Eidus. Either accept the Eidus or don't accept the Eidus. I wonder if it's related a little bit to what I wanted to say before, that Bezdin has to passel the Haggadah. And if that be the case, then why should Bezdin passel this Haggadah based on that Haggadah? But if it's a din of the aid, then it makes sense. You know, either you trust the aid and you rely on his testimony or you don't. And fundamentally, we trust the aid. Just we cannot accept, it's a din that we can't accept his aidus. Okay, you can't accept his aidus, but that's only on the aidus that he was Muzam on. But on other aidus, we can accept it. And there's no Batla Miktsas or Batla Kula in the Haggadah.
Unless there's some kind of principle that it's a statement. You can't split a statement. Right?
I would have said...
That's the intuitive way, right?
Intuitive way. Then we're back to square one. We're back to the Kasha of Rabbeinu Peretz. If you can't accept this part of the Eidus, don't accept the other part of the Eidus. You can't split it.
It's one unit, supposedly.
It's one unit. He's saying, no, I can take what I can take and I can leave out what I leave out. There's no din of a psul that's you know, a cancerous psul that spreads from here to there. There ain't no such thing. There's a din in their monos. You know,
There's no unit.
And here Rabbi says, you don't trust the guy. And the Mafre is a Russia, and he's not trustworthy, and therefore we're going to throw out any aidus that he gave. And that's called the Mafre of Nifsal. That's the Batla Miktsas of Batla Kula. But in Hazama, according to Rav's understanding of Hazama, there's no din of Batla Miktsas of Batla Kula, because fundamentally... We accept the aid, and we don't distrust him. We don't just cast an aspersion on the aid to call him a Rasha. Ella, what is a din in Haggadah that if you can't trust the Magid, you know, so you're not going to trust him in anything he says? But that doesn't have any application to Eid Zomem going to Rava. And Rava never accepted this principle, and for that matter, the Rabbeinu Peretz never accepted this principle that you can't accept part of the Haggadah and leave out part of the Haggadah. I wonder out loud, I'm just thinking like musings of a madman here, if this has anything to do with the sugya of Palgina Dibura. Right? A person comes into Bez and he says, Ploni Ravani Lirtsoni. So we can accept his Haggadah on the Ploni, but not on Lirtsoni. That's called Palgina Dibura. Again, you have to know all the details, but I'm just saying, Begadol, as we say, just as a concept, we are able to pick and choose and take what we like from the Eidus and leave out what we don't like. Even though it's one story with the Rovan and Nirva. I mean, there's no reveal without two takes.
So here it's easier, because here there are two stories.
So Rabbeinu Peretz says the following, that if in the case of Pony, Ravani, Lirtsoni, you can pick and choose, how much more so in the case of Gneva and Tvicha Mechiri, you can certainly pick and choose. And there's no din of Batla Miktsas or Batla Kula. It's Palgina Dibura. We'll accept what we can accept and leave out what we don't. Unless you cast dispersion on the nemonis of the aid, then we're going to say, how can you accept half of what he says and when you rejected the other half? That's a stira min eubed. And that's where Abai comes to the fore, because Abai holds him afreya hu nifsa, which means that we don't trust him from the time he gave the aidus. Well, if that be the case, toki de dibur, you can't trust him on the aidus on the gneva as well. V'hine lefima shekosav ha-ketzos delo shayach lifsol aidus ha-gneva mitam eidus shebotla miktsasa botla kula. So again, we said according, let's keep the ketzos handy just to remind ourselves that according to the ketzos, and again we're holding now like Rava, we don't apply the principle of let's passel the gneva because of botla miktsasa, elamitam sha eidim nifsalu mishas mish. Oh, right. In other words, the Ketzos' analysis was: at what point did the Eidah become Rishoyim? And he holds that based on the Marit, if you recall, the psul is b'shas hagodah, if you find me, even before the sof hagodah, even before the aver was complete, by sotok kedei the aver itself, he's posul, and therefore af shaloi psul b'shas she'idu al gneva. So then we're going to apply the din of tok kedei. Oh, tok kedei dim al muchach the sfirle. Let's see what he sees the chiddush here. Teicha idu v'aver al. Oh, I see what he's asking. He's asking what would be if the Eidim have two hands, and with one hand they're worshiping an idol, and with the other hand they're testifying some testimony. What I mean to say is that simultaneously they did a different avera. So in such a case, because of tokedei dibur, so then, oh, I see. He's saying the following, not the way I said it, but they started with eidus, then tokedei dibur the eidus. They finished their eidus, yashikoyach, and they start bowing down to an idol. So tokedei dibur now is going to take the bowing down to the idol back up to the moment of their eidus, and that's the principle of tokedei dibur. And if that be the case, then if they became possible at the time that they testified, then in this case we would have to throw out their testimony, because immediately after their testimony they were Mechal Shabbos, or they worshipped Avodah Zorah, or they ate Chalev or Nevel. Now I'm not sure why he pins this on the Ketzos. Let's just go back to the Ketzos. The Ketzos says that ad she'over aver nifsal mitam roshel nifsal mikanalam lachar gemara. Oh, he says lachar gemara aver. One second. So b'shas aver is not called a rosha. Oh, that's the ketzos. V'amarit. Oh, now he quotes the marit. So I'm not sure this paragraph that we just read now is that based on the marit. But the marit says that nifsal miyad she'over aver. Right, and the proof was from the gneva and Tficha, there was only Azoma on the Tficha. And Rava says that we will not throw out the Eidus on the Gneva. And the reason for that is that even though the Eidus on the Gneva was Tokhid Eidiba, the Eidus on Tficha, but nevertheless he doesn't complete the Avera of Eidus Sheker on the Tficha until after the Eidus is complete, that's not going to impact on his status as an Eid at the time of the Eidus Gneva. Whereas according to the Ketzos, that it all depends upon Gemar HaVeira. We don't really have an answer, a clue to reconcile the din of. So according to Rava, Mikanal Habu Nifsal, oh, it's only after the Gemar HaVeira. Therefore, Rava accepts the Eidus on what? On Gneva. Whereas according to the Marit, according to the Marit, it's miyad b'shas avera. So why do we accept the edus on tficha? D'l'rava sot mikana l'habu nifsal, and therefore at tficha. So let's assume like the Hezbollah, the Achiezer in Rabbeinu Peretz, that there's no dinner butler mitzasa butler kula. Yeah, but why shouldn't we say that he's possible mitzad the avera? And the aver of tvicha was tokedei dibur the edus on gneva. Is edim sheidus shegana v'tava v'huzma tvicha l'rava is kind of like tvicha deka mitzume itzum agneva d'lo mitzume lo itzum. So let's talk in terms of the avera. So why isn't he possible for the edus on the Gneva, unless we're going to assume Mikana Lahaba means that we don't really believe, we don't really believe that he, we don't know for sure that he did that out there. Maybe that's what he means. So what's he saying now? If he worshipped Avodah Zarah after he completed his Avos, so then according to the Ketzos, we have to throw out his Avos because of Psul B'Shas Averu. Just one second. But the Ketzos on the contrary said that he's not puzzled on the Avos in Avo because he's only puzzled B'Shas Kamara Averu. Shasavira Lukashu Rosh Upasul. I'm not sure of the mathematics here. He says that according to the Ketzos, if I read this correctly, then if subsequent to the Eidus on the Gneva he would worship an idol, Tov Kedei Dibur, then his Eidus would be Pasul beforehand. I don't know exactly why. I mean, after all, the Ketzos was the one who said that according to Rav Mikano Lahabu Nifsal, we can accept his Avos on Gneva, even though it's Tochkenei Dibur of the Avos
Tvicha. So that's not him.
So I don't know why we're accusing the Ketzos of saying that if he violated Avodah Zarah, his prior Avos would be possible because of Tochkenei Dibur. On the contrary,
just like it's happening on the Tvicha.
No, but in the case of Tvicha, we're saying that we're according to Rav, we're accepting his Avos on Gneva, correct?
But not on Tvicha, obviously. And on Tvicha,
right,
is called
I'm just saying the whole thrust of the Ketzos, if you go back to the Ketzos, is that if you hold the right, that what are you going to say? You're going to say that he did an avera when he testified on the tvicha. He says, you see, I'm underlining three words here in the Ketzos. He says li acher gmar ha'avera. That at what point is he considered a rasha for the avus on the tvicha? It's only after the gmar ha'avus, abba b'shas ha'avera, when he testified, he was not called a Rasha. So why not apply that same logic to the case of Avodah Zarah? I'm not sure why he assumes that according to the Ketzos, he would be possible for the Avera that he did before him when he's not called a Rasha until Alachar Gmar HaAvera. Now, it's the whole thrust of Rava, according to the Ketzos, in the earlier paragraph, is because the Shein Rasha is suspended till after the Gemara Avera. Why not say the same thing here? Unless he's going from Rava to Abaye, maybe. That was Rava, but if you hold like Abaye, and we're going to hold Lemafreya Nifsal, then we're going to apply the principle of Toch Kedei Dibur. Let me read this one more time. Lefima Shekosva Ketzos, the Lo Shayach Lifsal Eidus Agneva. Yeah, that's Rova. Mitam Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzosba Ella. Mitam, in other words, if there was some Hava meter that the Eidus on the Gnei would be possible, it would have to be because the Eidus became possible B'Shah Sha'over Al Averas Tvicha. What he means is B'Shah's Eidus Al Tvicha, obviously. I mean, the Av Shaloh Ayutsuim B'Shah She'idu Al Hagneva. I don't know why I lost it here. He says, Afshaloy Psula Bishoshe Idu Alabera, and that's exactly why we accept Alagneva, right? And that's exactly why we accept the Avos on the Gneva. Isn't that what we saw in the Ketzos? Right? Afshaloy Psula Mishoshe Idu Alagneva. Why? Because the Avera that passes him would only pass in the Shas Gmar HaVeda. That's what I read in the Ketzos here, Liach Gmar HaVeda. And that's the reason why Tokhidei Diva is not going to help us, and therefore the Eidus on the Gneva, despite the fact that it was Tokhidei Diva, the Eidus on Tvicha Mechira is still reliable. So what does he mean when he says, Muchach Desvile Dehecha She'idu V'ovdu Avodah Zarah Tokhidei Diva Le'idusam Yifsal Le'idusam HaKodemes? I would say just the opposite. Because we always need the Gemara HaVera. I mean, the Gemara HaVera is the antithesis of Tokhidei Dibur. You know, you have on one side of the spectrum, you have Tokhidei Dibur, which combines two things, even though they happened in sequence. And it syncs them together. But now we have another principle called Eino Nasa Rosh Ad Gmar HaAveira, and that undermines and neutralizes the principle of Tokadei Diba, because we need to wait another split second until the Gmar HaAveira has passed.
The Ktzaisa's point is that you don't just take two Haggadahs if they're said one after the other, make them into one, right?
Well, no, he's talking about the Psul of HaAveira, of Russia. That's the thrust of the Ktzos in the first paragraph, right? Now, maybe he has a different Ktzos, I don't know. But in the first paragraph, it's the only one that I saw. And he's talking about when he's called a Russia. At what point is he called a Russia? And he has a whole shtick of Torah here. If you go back to the original paragraph, that he only becomes a Russia, right? He only becomes a Russia after Gmar HaAveira.
There's two points here. Do you become a Russia as you do the sin, or you do it, or do you get it at the Gemara?
Right.
And then there's another question: if there's Eidus on Geneva, is that considered one Haggadah?
Oh, so the Ktzos says he's not interested in that second question.
So right? No, but he says no. He says no to that.
Right, he's not interested in is it one Eidus? It's not. But it's also that doesn't register on his radar screen. What does register on his radar screen is we might have to throw out his Eidus because
we consider him
and again, you know, the Gneva and the Tvicha Mechira was all Tokadei Diba, so if you consider him a Russia from the moment of the Gneva, from the moment of the Eidus Tvicha, then it's a fact that he was a Russia at the time of the Eidus Gneva because it was all Tokadei Diba. So the solution to that problem, says the Ktzos, is that he doesn't become a Rosh until the Acha Gmar HaVeira. So you have to add another moment of time here, and that's going to break up the Tokadei Dibu.
And so is it going to go over to the Shas HaTvicha?
No, at the moment of Tvicha, he's not a Rosh.
Only afterwards.
It's only afterwards. Afterwards he became a Rosh. But since it was Tokadei Dibu of the Avera of Tvicha, so therefore, you know, he becomes possible Eidus, but we're not going to possible his Eidus on Gneva because that was before the Gemara Avera. So the Gemara Avera, which was the Eidus, is that's what makes him into a psul. Now he's saying that
Shabbat Dezara would do the same thing.
In other words. Oh, you know, he's not focused on Gneva.
No,
he's focused on Tvicha. So you have to add a whole line that the Eidim became possible as a result of the Averis Tvicha at the moment of Tvicha, and that's based on Tokadei Diba. In other words, even though the psul rush should be only chal after the Eidus Tvicha, but on that Eidus Tvicha they're already considered Rishayim because of the din of Tokadei Dibur. And I'm not sure why Tokadei Dibur has to play a role over here. I would have said that the psul on the Averis Tvicha, and therefore they are Rishayim at the time of the Eidus Tvicha, unless you introduce the fact that they're only considered Rishayim after they complete the Eidus. And therefore, you have to introduce some sort of Tokadei Diba kind of halacha. He says, "V'av shaloi yipsulim b'sha she'idu al ha'gneva." All right, so that Eidus we can accept. And the reason we accept that Eidus is because of this shtickle Torah of Eino Nasa Rosh El Aliyachar Gmar HaVeira. But as far as the Tvicha is concerned, we throw out their Eidus even though. And the answer is because of some sort of what? Of Tokadei Dibur halacha? I mean, he's trying to derive from the Ktzos some sort of new halacha of Tokadei Dibur that's going to justify his conclusion that if they worship the Avodah Zarah after their Eidus, we have to throw out their Eidus based on Tokadei Dibur. Now, that might be correct, but what does it have to do with the Ktzos? The Ktzos is only saying that he's possible on the Eidus Tvicha because that's when he did the Avera. So the Avera was done through. Right, what was the Aver that makes him into a Rosh? It was this Eidus itself. He can't accept the Eidus that makes him into a Rosh. All right, we'll stop here. I'm going to have to look this over and see if maybe I can just iron it all out. But you have in your possession also page Nun Dalet, correct? So we don't have to do any photocopying for tomorrow, which is good. Do you have Samach as well?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So we'll decide exactly what we want to do over here.